The word Eucharist is Greek for Thanksgiving. Our weekly participation in Mass, the Eucharist, is a requirement of our faith. Without it, we fall into grave sin. Without Mass, we miss the most important part of our week. Our weekly attendance at Mass gives us a chance to be thankful. It gives us a chance to really celebrate the heart of our faith, which is the Eucharist, Thanksgiving. 10 were healed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Is the response that Jesus gives to the one leper who returns to give him thanks. We are not told that Jesus punishes the other 9 by reversing their healing, but Jesus does say to the one leper who returns that his faith has saved him. The leper received the gift of being healed, and his response to that gift was to give thanks. And for that, he hears the Savior say to him that his faith has saved him. I think all of us would like to hear those words from Jesus, but we won't if we don't return to him to give thanks. The Eucharist is central to our faith. It's a requirement of our faith to go to Mass each week. And when we miss out of inconvenience or when we're not sick, then we sin. We sin because each week we are blessed by God. Each week we receive gifts from God, so that when we don't return to Mass to give thanks to these wonderful blessings during our week, we're like the 9 lepers who got what they wanted but didn't return to say thank you. God will continue to bless us because God is so good, but it says a lot about our relationship with God and who we are as people if we don't come back to Mass each week to give thanks for all the blessings we have in our life. Even in our hardest of times, we have so much to be thankful for to the Lord. A thankful person is ultimately happier. A thankful person is more generous and patient. A thankful person is holier. A thankful person is what we're called to be by God because he makes the Eucharist a requirement of our faith. He makes Thanksgiving central to our faith. I think all of us would like to see our faith as the one leper who returns to give thanks to the Lord. So let's take some time this week to really examine to see if we are indeed a thankful person. And if we're not, all we need to do is to turn back to the Lord to give him thanks. And then at the end of our life, we can be reassured that he will say to us that our faith has saved us.